How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel. Hope everyone is good and well. I know we're late. It's 10:35, but Chelsea didn't get the job done in 90. They didn't get the job done in 120. We got Grizz keeping tabs on what's going on over there. Obviously, Matisse ain't with us until that one finishes. He's stressed in his watch along right now. Has the penalty started, Grizz?
Yeah, it's about to start now.
It's about to start. You can keep us updated. If we need to have a little peek at Matisse, we will do. Don't worry about that. But he'll be on the show in due course. Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, all good?
All good, man. All good.
Yeah, man, I'm all good.
Yeah. Just a bit poorly, but we move.
What, food poisoning?
Nah, Someone's done him at the buffet with the Iceland prawn rings.
Someone said we need to get him away from the food buffet, man.
Every now and then you go to one of them parties, innit, where they get all the gear from Iceland and it's pound for like a load of prawn rings. He's been on the prawn rings, aren't you, from Iceland?
You lot are just haters because I'm just living my life.
I said prawn rings.
Yeah. I've been partying like a maniac and I think that's what's catching up to me.
Burning the candle, man. Both ends. You need to stop it.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, season's about to start as well. And Steve, you just went to the Charity Shield game. What was that saying?
Mate.
You lost, didn't it?
Say again?
You lost, didn't it? So you're not going to say anything good about it.
to be honest, it was good to get back in the stadium, you know what I mean, with people there and get the season feel. But it was a bit flat. We got a lot of guys missing, so I didn't expect to see the greatest performance. But Leicester put a strong side out. We was in it for a long time. Captain Chaos at the back, Nathan Ake, Rodri. No complaints from me. We got caught cold late on. They scored the penalty. No time to come back. They won it. I'm looking forward to this weekend, though, you know what I mean? This has got a bit of feel about it. I'm getting that feeling in my chest where the season's coming back. We can start to get involved again. The Charity Shield was just, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes it's a nice opener. You can see new signings and stuff. Got a glimpse of Jack Grealish, which was great to see. But other than that, it is what it is. Fair play to Leicester. They've started the season well. They got a little trophy in the bank and, we're just waiting for Spurs now.
Just waiting for Spurs. Oh, yeah, you lot kick off the season with Spurs. How can I forget? We've got predictions today. We got top four champions, all of that. We've got relegation, golden boot. We're going to go through every single one of those. Did anyone else catch that Charity Shield?
Yeah, I had to watch
absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
I had actual stuff to do with my time. I had party. Yeah, you were busy, man. You're partying, innit? Yeah, you're going to party hard, innit? All right, you can. But me and Saeed, I think we watched it because we spoke about it.
Yeah,
it's another final, right? He's lost.
As soon as that 90 minutes went, the whole house left the room, man. Yeah. Literally. I was watching it with them, and then as soon as that 90 minute went, yeah, man, we don't care.
Havertz misses a penalty, boys. Havertz misses a penalty.
Oh, does it?
Golden boy.
He's stressed.
Man, a stress. Look at that.
What timing.
Yeah.
What timing.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Come on. Shy Havertz. Let's go.
Oh, Shy Havertz agenda comes back.
This could be a good evening. This could be a
good evening. Good evening, man.
Because he was saying some. I was watching this watch along, didn't it? And he was talking some shit in the comments. He goes, I'm eating pizza and soon I'll be eating a W or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, Matisse. All right, cool.
Yo, man, I'm telling you.
Look at him now. He's sipping water, just stressed, head back.
Let me actually check update.
Lipping out, mate. Yellow submarines, man. How can you not beat them?
Mate, them yellow submarines. Them yellow submarines are armoured with, like, nuclear weapons or something, mate, because they're taking everyone
him.
Now.
I love him. Wait, I love him.
How can you not beat them?
Yeah, no, man. Just a lot.
Swear down you're saying that.
Just a little banter, man. You know what I mean?
You're saying that, bro.
Unai Emery, has Unai Emery proved
saved
that?
Saved it, man. Saved it. Kepa saved it.
He saved one as well.
Oh, he saved it, yeah. The back.
Has he brought Kepa on for the penalties? Because
yeah. He brought it back on for the penalties. Mm. Or Kepa probably brought himself on. Because you know how the man's in Chelsea, like, just come on, do what they want, when they want, how they want. You know what I mean? So he probably just came on like last time. Okay, yeah, then Matisse, that must be the safe.
Yeah. We don't want to see too much of him.
With the cinema, you know what I mean? He's lacking to the cinema. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's some theatre fucking celebration, that.
But Steve said, like, you know, we didn't have a strong team and that. Like, I don't know, man. How can you call it?
About 400 million in that team.
No, Tobes, you don't need to check it. I'll let me tell you, innit? Because, like, yeah, they had a couple of youngsters in there, like every team has, but
yeah,
you know, it's this thing, man. If you're gonna start saying, oh, we didn't have our team, when you've got
look at the team,
expensive squad, in
look
the
at
world,
the team,
man.
You tell
I
me,
think, look, I'm look just saying.
Team. Who starts this weekend at that team?
I'm just saying, Steve. I'm just saying it's not a bad team. Leicester weren't full strength either. Look,
why you didn't have full strength for final? That was it.
At the end of the day, it's another final Pep's loss for you, man. And you know,
you can't be throwing shade on us, mate.
I'm not throwing shade. I'm just talking about the game.
You're talking about losing finals and all that shit, mate.
I'm talking about the game.
What did you win last year?
I'm talking about the game.
Don't be coming trying to go for me, mate. I'm champions. We've got gold badges on our shirts this year, mate.
Listen, why are you going backwards? I'm looking forwards. The whole point of life is look forward, not backwards.
No, look at the team.
Look
at the team.
Look, the Vikings are coming out for you today.
Tell me who starts.
Listen. It's one of those games where you kind of get a tone. You could possibly get a tone of how the season's going to go. Now, with Foden going to be missing the first month, I think, Steve.
Is it about
the first month? You know, a lot of your players have played a lot of minutes throughout the Euros as well. And I'm not just saying it for your team. I'm talking about for all of our teams, like the Big Six, you know. There could be a slow start for all of us because of the fact the Euros and a lot of our players went deep into the Euros as well. And I think Man City, Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea.
For yourself, man.
Yeah, you're going to have a fast start, yeah?
Yeah, fast start, man. Don't worry, man.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, you know, because
I won the league last year, innit?
I could see.
Yeah, it was half a season, but yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could see a slow start from the big teams, man. And I saw, you know, and positive for Leicester. I saw good things from Leicester. People think Leicester are going to go back to mid-table, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But they put up a good showing, man. I think a lot of respect needs to go towards Leicester and Brendan Rodgers. That's what I'm saying. I'm not looking like to rattle you or anything early, man. The season ain't started. I know it's a charity game. I get that. But I'm saying there could be elements of lethargy in the players, you know, slow. It won't be one of those where Man City, Liverpool win the first 6-7 games, you know, like United. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of mixed results. That's just my.
You just covering your own ass just because you think you're going to lose a few games early on. So you're just saying basically that.
I think we're going to be top after going into the international break. Me personally, I'm just thinking. You know, you're saying like, we didn't have our team out. I think you need to just get a bit of reality dose, and say like, you know. It's not gonna be a walk in the park for you this season. That's what I'm saying to you.
Why? Because you got all your players back now, so you're accepting that you've got your full team back now, yeah?
We got all our players back, the ones that finished.
There's no violins.
There's gonna be no medical reports, no x-rays, nothing like that. So if man wants to like get injured and break their legs and whatever,
You got the second coming of Zidane, haven't you? What's he called?
Harvey
Elliott. Yeah. Just seen a lot of shit about that. Elliott on
has, I'm just trying to Steve in it on the Big Six. I'll call you later, innit?
Hey.
Hass, I'll call you later. I'm talking to Big Steve on the Big Six.
That is on purpose. I promise you no one's on that phone.
There's no one on that phone, mate. There's no one on that phone.
Mini Chunks, I call him. Hassan, my Somali brother, Mini Chunks.
Mini Chunks, I call him.
Let's just get out there in the open. Are you picking up your team now? Yeah,
hello.
Are you ready to
start? That's what he's doing.
Hello, listen. We're gonna. This is about the preview. We're gonna look forward to. We're gonna do our predictions. Just hold fire. I'm just saying, relax in it a little bit. Long show ahead. How's Chelsea doing? Talk to me.
Chelsea won, apparently.
Oh, they won.
I don't know. They might have, but I'm not too sure.
It says 4-4 on my teller.
Yeah, that's what it says.
I think they've won.
On the app as well.
It's the last penalty here. Someone's taking one now for Chelsea. I think if he scores that, they've won.
Yeah. No, yeah. Chelsea took theirs first. So
he scored.
Yeah, so it's Villarreal's turn then. Yeah, no, Bob.
Saeed giving up false information.
4-4-4. Don't listen to Saeed, man. It's 4-4.
Yo, man, I want to see who wins in it, man.
Who gets it, bro?
Come on, man. You're not in the effort, Toby, man. We need Chelsea to lose, man. Come on,
yeah, man. Are saying sudden death. It's sudden death.
Yeah, it's sudden death. Villarreal's penalties now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Hopefully they lose it, man. Can't be having Matisse, like, you know, grinning.
Yeah, he'll come in here on a high if he just comes from winning that.
I need them to lose, to be honest. I can't lie to you.
Yeah, man.
You know what? What we were just talking about and Liverpool, Man City, yeah? My personal opinion so far, I don't think neither club is strengthened enough for me to say out and out, you're going to do it this season.
There's a striker coming this week.
Oh, well, if that happens, then it's Man City.
Got to happen. There's no striker. We played Ferran Torres up there. He didn't get a touch of the ball the other day. It just can't happen. There's no striker there.
Do you mean Kane or a striker?
A striker, because there's going to become a point where if Daniel Levy's sitting there being all like, oh, we're not selling him, then City's just going to have a plan B. I can't believe they're going into the season, pinning the hopes on Harry Kane. And then every time we've been knocked back in a transfer, we've always had an alternative. So we definitely need a striker. Definitely, 100%. You've seen it. We just looked. There was a lot of huffing and puffing, but there's just nobody there to finish. You know what I mean? Ferran Torres is not a striker. Maybe in a couple of seasons, if Pep plays him, understood it to someone else, he could be a striker. But at the minute, going into a Premier League season with him as your striker, he's not. And Jesus is not. He's not good.
Who else has been linked?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, with City, it all goes under the radar, isn't it? You don't know. Listen, we've missed a trick this week going for Messi. Don't care what anyone says, we missed it. We should have done it. We should have gone for him. With the links that City have got with Messi, the Barcelona boys up in the gods at City and Pep, we're an outstanding chance of persuading him. So whatever, for whatever reason, he hasn't. But don't be surprised if we go and blast Haaland out of Dortmund for 150, 60 million. If Kane's not happening, go and get him. You never know.
I think you got your eyes on Kane. I agree with the Messi shout. I think you should have gone in there. I'm not sure Messi would have chosen City though. I don't know, over PSG. Chelsea won.
Why would you choose Man City over PSG?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, why would he go to PSG rather than
PSG? PSG, like, you know, it's that they've got a target in mind in terms of Champions League, a project. They showed more desire to get him. The chance to play with Neymar again, you know, him and Neymar played some of the best football I've seen.
You managed him under his best years of football.
Say again?
Who was his manager?
That's right. But obviously his desire to get him wasn't enough. So he would have pushed him because obviously if Pep said, look, do what you can to get Messi, he would have got him.
Do you not think the Grealish signing blew it out of the water because you just spent 100 million a couple of days before?
But you're just saying to me that you're ready to put 170 for Haaland. So it
doesn't make sense. Messi's not a striker, is it?
Messi could be anything you want, really.
Not in the Premier League. He gets smashed all over the park.
That's Sam Allardyce talk, man. This is Messi talking about the greatest player.
Man. He gets smashed all over the park. He's not going up back to back.
Messi don't get smashed
up. I do at Stoke, to be fair, though. You can't do Messi, at Stoke, to be fair.
What do you mean you can't do at Stoke? Because you can't. Stoke's not in the Premier League, innit? So he's not going to do at Stoke.
Burnley away. It's true, though, isn't it?
You're telling me Messi can't do it in Burnley? Shut up, man.
Steve is right. You don't bring in Messi at 37 years old to play striker. You don't do that.
No, you can't.
Sorry, he's not a striker.
Did you dislike the video?
Lionel Messi is not a striker. Man City going for Jack Grealish killed any possible move that they would have made for Messi. It's that simple.
I don't think it's that simple. I think they've got unlimited funds. They've got unlimited funds and money. Yeah, Toby, really, if they wanted to go and get Messi, they can. They could have still gone and get Messi.
It's not about saying financially they can't go for Messi. That's not what I'm saying.
What else is it then?
What I'm saying is it wouldn't make sense when they've just spent 100 million on Jack Grealish and they got Phil Foden and they got Kevin De Bruyne and they got Riyad Mahrez and they got Raheem Sterling. And
this is my point. The rumors are Raheem Sterling wants out. Riyad Mahrez, they're looking to sell as well. Bernardo Silva, they're looking to sell as well. So if you want Messi that bad, and if you think Messi is the one, then you go and get him. That's why I said in that my original argument is they obviously didn't want Messi enough. So
but when you spend 100 million and then 2 days later Messi becomes available when he's about to sign for Barcelona, you can't just flip it. And obviously, he doesn't want to play that false nine because we won the league last year with De Bruyne. He's going for a striker, so we obviously don't see that. I don't see that the way to play. I just don't think you'll win the league like that again. And I think Messi, I don't think he's going to come in at City and be a striker. I don't think if they say, look, we're going to bring you in, but we want you to replace Aguero and be striker, I just don't think he's going to have that. The Paris Saint-Germain thing, fair play to him. They've got him over the line, fair play. It's great for the fans over there to see him and all that. But I don't see where this big uproar is about, you know, I'm spending the money and that, you know, because if City buy anyone, it's like you're ruining football and you've got no history.
They've spent
more than anybody. They were formed in 1970. So if anyone's got no history, it's them. And if anyone wants to spend money, it's them. But everyone, I'm looking on Sky, they're licking their ass. Oh, what a signing for French football, blah, blah, blah. It's a load of bollocks. And if people can't wake up to this media nonsense now, after this, because if any Premier League club would have signed Messi, let me tell you what, we'd have been slaughtered for it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Ask you a question. Who spent more money this summer? You or PSG?
Yeah, but come on. You can't be that stupid to think because it says free transfer that hasn't cost a lot of money. The transfer fee, what they would have spent, has gone on the wages and the signing on fees for the agents.
It did, but I asked transfers.
Obviously, but we haven't chose to sign pay players £450,000, £500,000. £1 million a week is getting paid.
Yeah, that's a flawed one. That's a flawed one. Toby, that's a that's a cheeky one. That's a cheeky one.
He's trying to be smart.
No need.
That's why I said it, bro.
This is the kind of shit that gets Steve angry.
Yeah,
the rest of the show. You know what gets me angry?
No,
I know. This gets you angry for the rest of the show. There was no need for that.
People treat everybody the same.
Yeah,
I don't care who anyone buys. Fair play to him. Messi's a great player.
See what you've done, Toby.
No. But my thing is this, though. You are right. There is a hypocriticism because if Man City do it, people will have their pitchforks out. And I do think some people.
The biggest hypocrisy about this whole thing, Tobes.
One sec, Grizz. It's Lionel Messi. I promise you.
Yeah.
Man City signed.
I agree.
If Man City signed Lionel Messi, it goes from, oh, Man City have ruined football to Man City have literally signed the greatest player to ever play the game.
And No chance. Yeah, you know why? Listen, do you know why?
Messi earning £1 million a week, for me, it is justified. It is relative to the money that he is...
Right, well, just let me blow you away then, yeah? Let me blow you away because that's a load of bullshit. Because 4 weeks ago, the whole fucking nation was singing Jack Grealish's name and saying Gareth Southgate needs to play Jack Grealish to win the fucking Euros. And on Sunday, when he came on the Charity Shield, he got booed to fuck off Leicester fans. So that's how hypocritical this Premier League and English fans are. Don't say that Lionel Messi would have got all cheered in the streets because Lionel Messi would have got ripped apart by the press.
Why would Leicester fans not boo Jack Grealish? They're a Midlands club.
Why the fuck would they boo him? What's it got
because
to do with it?
Aston Villa, and they're both Midlands.
Yeah, man. Clubs. Tottenham fans, they give a cheer to Saka. So
why wouldn't they boo him? I don't understand it.
Yeah, man. You have to cheer them like Tottenham fans, man. Sure.
Why do you have to cheer Jack?
So City's got to sign Messi, and everyone would have said, "Oh, that's great," and everyone would have been happy.
I'm saying that you probably would have seen more people say, more people look at it from a view where it's like, raw, Man City have actually signed Messi. It's surreal because the way I'm looking at it with PSG, it's surreal. It's actually
signed Neymar and Mbappe, so that raw factor's like we've seen that before. Look what it got him. He didn't win the league. He didn't win the Champions League. So what's that? What's it got him?
Neymar and Mbappe are not Messi, Steve. Messi literally shut down.
Neymar and Mbappe. It's not fucking Chris Wood and fucking Someone else, is it?
Neymar, come on, Steve. Neymar and Mbappe are not Lionel Messi.
How much did Neymar cost?
Let's not do this.
How much did Neymar cost?
I'm not talking about price. I'm talking
how much did he cost?
He cost like 200 million.
There you go. Anyone say anything about that? Or is it just us getting Jack Grealish at the price?
I think it's just because City are basically
the
UK.
I feel like, one minute.
We don't like City, Steve.
It's funny because you're making all this, you're beefing other people for getting onto you lot for spending money. But when your manager comes out of the press and lies about you lot not being able to spend money, you defend him.
How do you know he's lying? How do you know he's not been told that things don't change. You can't spend nothing until we buy Kane. We'll buy Kane and you'll spend it.
When Pep Guardiola said we can't afford it, he was doing that bullshit in the press, we can't afford it. You came out and you was slobbering him off saying, oh, he's telling the truth. Oh, we can't afford it.
I get where you're coming from, Tobin. I know what you mean.
We don't do this. Yet you've just gone ahead and you've smashed the British record for a player, for Jack Grealish, and you're still going for Harry Kane. So
what I will say...
What I'm saying is, pick a side and stick to it. You can't be saying that Man City operate within their means, and then when you're spending money, you're saying, why are people getting on to us for spending money? Which one is it, bro? Which one is it?
That's just the biggest load of bollocks I've ever heard. If Pep Guardiola comes out and says,
yeah, I agree.
You can't spend money this year, am I supposed to go, hold on a minute, Pep? No, you can, because I don't know what Caldoun's told him.
Yes, you are. You're a smart guy, and you talk about how much money you have.
It's pretty hypocritical that Tottenham fans when you're shopping in the bargain world.
Ever lacked financially in the last decade? When? Tell me when. When has Man City ever lacked financially?
That's a good point.
It's impossible. You won the league, won Champions League, you're owned by a fucking Abu Dhabi state. There is no way on earth we're going to believe Pep Guardiola.
You sound like Pep Guardiola's got you rattled, mate. He's got you rattled, Danny.
Can I just quickly say something?
I hate when rich clubs pretend that...
Yeah.
They're poor.
Yeah. Look. If I was...
Front it and
say you're rich, innit?
Look. If Liverpool got taken over by Saudi Arab, kingdom, right? The kingdom of Saudi Arabia, right? People from there. Honest to God, I would have a different stance. Now, look, Steve, I get it, right? You get a bit defensive, and
no, it's not defensive. Let me just finish.
It's fair to say you do get a bit defensive.
I don't get defensive. I just don't get the people talking nonsense. You're just jealous. Jealous. You go to bed at night dreaming that you had owners like Man City. That is exactly what
is happening. Let me finish. I absolutely am jealous. I was about to say, of course we're jealous. Anybody who says who's not is chatting absolute rubbish. I'm well jealous. What my stance would be, which is different from Steve's, and look, everyone's got a different stance. I would just laugh and embrace it. How we're richer than you. We can buy anyone one you want. You know, I would just embrace it and not.
Yeah, but then I'd be accused of being arrogant.
No.
Say again.
Why would you care about what other people think?
I don't care about what people think, but what I'm saying is be consistent. If Manchester City do something, they're ripped apart and it's a negative. Somebody else does something because they say, Man City's got no fans, no history. PSG got no fucking fans. PSG 100%. Got history from 1970, but they're 100%. Apparently now they're the greatest team in the world.
That's why I'm consistent in saying Man City and PSG.
And the bet Toby goes and buys a message.
Tinpot clubs. I am the clubs that have been taken over by big countries.
You're a fucking sad man.
And before the end of the year, I'm going to Paris to watch this.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Watch him watch. Toby, I'm there, man. I'm there, Toby.
Call it sad. I don't care what you have to say.
Lionel Messi
is Lionel Messi. I want to be able to watch Lionel Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe play together. I know for a fact I'm not going to be able to do it supporting my team.
Facts.
So I'm gonna fly to Paris. I'm gonna watch.
can we stop this?
Yeah, but let's congratulate him.
Everybody, I've come in here. Everybody's arguing. One big happy family.
Yeah, man, let's celebrate. What's wrong with you lot?
Chelsea have won the Super Cup. Come on, man.
They've won the European Charity Shield, but let's welcome.
Listen, we have to win something to get to it, Saeed. Listen, you wouldn't know about that, would you, Mr. Yellow Submarine defeat? Yeah. Yeah, come on. Everybody's arguing. Should be out here having a celebration. Should be getting the red panties on. You know what I mean? Dancing around the room. Where's the balloons? Where's the cake? What's going on?
Did Pulisic take a penalty?
I don't give a crap.
Demon went.
I don't care, bro.
1v1 demon.
I just sat for a 3.5
hour. What happened to the 1v1 demon?
I don't care, bro. Listen, you're gonna have to sniff some success before you even touch that competition over there, bro. Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you that's for winners. That one, that's a winners' competition. It's not easy to get to them. Even you know what? Start with the Community Shield, Toby, and then when you get to that, then we'll get to this later. Do you know what I mean? Start with that. Saeed, what's wrong with you?
So this is the first time.
Cool, man. I'm saying we're gonna be there soon, man.
I came to congratulate you, Matisse.
Thank you, we were
watching your reactions in the background. I don't know if you knew that we were watching you, but you look stressed.
I was
what I would say to you, like, from speaking from experience, you don't need to stress about these ones. Like he says, like guys, Saeed so says what did I say wrong?
You got
speaking
a stress.
Speaking from experience. Did you need to say that? can any of you speak from experience? What did I lie? Did I lie?
I didn't lie. Told me. About to sit one out this one, you know what I mean?
I did not lie. You did not need that.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. We have Palace literally on Saturday. After having that massive extra time, it's stressful.
All that to win the European Charity Shield.
For me, the only competition that I really don't rate is the Community Shield, the English one. Like, I can't take that seriously. I really rate the I've always wanted to win it. Same with the Club World Cup that you guys went to in Japan. I want to win that badly as well.
It's only the Charity Shield. I agree. They don't.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Unless the City lose, then it matters.
we haven't won this since 1998.
Charity Shield a minute ago. Just give a big speech about the Charity Shield. Now you say it don't matter.
That's what I said, innit? That's what I said. Unless City lose it.
No, we haven't won this since 1998.
So. Saeed, Reggie's back for you, man. We missed him last week. He's
Reggie,
back.
Man, I'll contact Reggie, man. But we moved.
Tell that scrub Saeed that Tuchel is out to Stepford and Trophies. We didn't forget you hating on Big Tommy T. Tell him.
Who's Tommy T?
Tommy T, bro. Remember, you said it's like new manager bounce, I believe you called it.
Exaggerating that one. I said, you know what I mean? Give him his three flowers, man. You know what I mean?
I've got binoculars over there. Did I miss something? No?
Listen, man, you get me. Like, I don't know, man. Reggie Forts, whatever you call, man.
Turkish. For the new season, obviously, first show back for the new season. I'm buzzing. Great to be back with everyone. Obviously, we've had the summer ones, but that was the Euros. No one cares about that anymore.
Yeah.
I got a card system. Turkish, if we want to implement it, whenever Saeed has a dirty opinion, just send him off, bro.
I've only said one thing wrong.
That's a yellow card for the Thomas Tuchel new manager.
I was coming for you, man. When Shai Havertz,
second yellow.
Man. I'm moving like Fernandinho, man. Don't worry, man. He always gets away with yellows.
You're so lucky you won, because if you had lost that penalty shootout,
then you would still be a bottle job club yourself. Yes.
You want to keep talking? Yeah. All right, cool.
Toby, you know you're not doing nothing this season. How can you talk to me, bro? How?
Skullfogger is here, you know, man. He's ready. Skullfogger is here, man. He's about, man.
I told him any side clips is double pay, man. That's what I said to him, fam. So he needs
don't
to focus.
Don't worry, man. Don't worry.
It's usually me that gets clipped up. No one else has been clipped yet after.
Are you sure?
A few people. Yeah, a few people.
Steve, man, come on. You've been clipped up twice, haven't you?
I don't help myself though sometimes, do I, to be fair?
I tried to
calm you down as soon as Toby said something stupid there at the start, like talking about transfer fees and wages and whatnot. But you went headstrong in, bro. You're like a buffalo. I can't stop you, man.
Riz, what did you say? You wearing a Chelsea shirt.
Mate, Toby's that irrelevant. I forgot to tag him in the big six because I forgot he was in the big six. He's in the big eight. So when's that new show? The middle sort of level starting.
The mid-table.
If you're going to untag me, you got to untag Turkish as well.
Nah, we're scraping him in there. He's the gaffer, so he stays where he wants. But you, you've been blagging a living for the last 12 months.
Man said you've been blagging a living.
We need to.
I just think nobody in this group has got honest decency to say, like, yeah, mate. what the fuck are you doing eating the buffet, mate? Get out of this party. This ain't your party. This big 6 8 your party. You're just like that guy that everyone looks at and thinks, what's he doing here? Does anyone know him? You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy, yeah? If it's crazy. If Steve says all of this, yeah, and somehow Man City snatch defeat from the jaws of victory again at our new stadium this Sunday, then bruv, Monday's episode or whatever it is gonna be mental because as shit as we are, for some reason or another, they just can't beat us at that ground.
It's true.
They've lost all three times. So I agree, Steve. I'm stealing a living because
are we doing the predictions today?
Yeah.
Spurs are not top six side, but if you don't win, after all this chess,
Spurs will be top 10, I think. Top 8, top 9, something like that.
Can you save that, please, say? Can you save it? Like, why are you giving it away already?
I don't know, man. I just
We'll just save it.
Why'd you give
what?
It away already?
Yeah, Flintoff, Grizz. Self-explanatory, man. These clubs, innit?
Grizz, Flintoff, he's starving, by the way. We got any contract extensions to look forward to since we're not signing anyone?
Yeah, listen, we're going to sign someone, but we won't discuss that today because look, these men start.
Jeremy Doku was today, though.
So we're going to get Alisson. We're going to get Virgil and Mo. And the big news is Hendo's agreed a deal. So that's an exclusive. And a big
deal. I was wondering what that noise was. I was like, hold on, what's going on here?
You're tuning up on the old violin again, innit?
But I don't get we. What's the violins for at this stage? Like we look
always whinging about summit. No signings, X-rays.
I haven't.
You know what I mean, the grass is too long. The floodlights aren't quite bright enough.
I'm not whinging.
You know what I mean?
I'm not whinging.
I'm waiting for it. It's coming on, innit? It's new season.
I'm saying we're gonna make signings, and we've got all the big boys contractually will sign up as well. And Henderson is
the chat knows. Look at the violins in the chat, man. They know the score. What's coming?
They know, man.
They're going to have to use them. Oh, man, they're going to have to use those, what are they called, violins and smash it over their own heads this season.
They're coming hard.
We're coming hard this season.
You've already said if Man United finish above you, you're going to wear a Man United shirt in the final episode. It's mad.
I don't fuck about.
Oh, my God.
I don't fuck
about. That's a possibility, man.
I'm saying it.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, man.
It is what it is.
That shit ready, man. Sports Direct or something.
You might just have to send him
you
one.
Send me your one, innit? You send me your one. Yeah. Spending money.
To be fair, Glazers are out though, innit? So, don't know, man.
That's true.
You don't want me to give money to Glazers. Just send me your one, B.
Yeah. Send him one. Get one Liverpool shit at the back.
Ali here says Toby's hiding for weeks. Comes back looking at Ronnie Coleman. He's maybe getting ready to hold on to Kane when he runs out the door. And people, we've got a lot to get through tonight, predictions wise. So we might as well get it going now with top four. I don't know where to start. Let's start with Matisse coming off the back of that Super Cup win.
Yeah.
What's your prediction for top four? Let me get my pen ready.
Do you know what, yeah?
Be careful, Matisse.
It's difficult because...
Can I say something? Actually, before we do...
I thought we're doing six. Top six now.
I can't do this, by the way.
Why? Because the transfers window is not over.
Yeah.
No. We're going to revisit it when it's the 1st of September. We'll revisit
it anyway.
No, I'm saying that I genuinely can't call it.
Just call sign.
Nah, yeah, man. Call it, man.
Pick up the phone, dial the number, get calling.
You can't beat that Tottenham energy though, can you? Like,
I can't call it.
Fucking hell, if any press not a word, man.
Imagine supporting Tottenham, Steve. Seriously, imagine actually supporting
Tottenham. He's the only guy. He's the only guy I've ever been with on the day of a cup final that I thought was at a funeral with.
Yeah, because when you know your team's gonna lose, what do you need?
He wanted was the buffet, dressed in black, and get out of there. That's all he wanted.
If I know I'm gonna lose, why should I pretend otherwise?
Mate, if I know I'm gonna lose, I'm still bigging up my team just in case we sneak a 90-minute winner, mate.
This shit.
The Tottenham fans were looking at you for inspiration. And by the time they finished, mate, they were all on suicide watch.
If they're looking for me for inspiration, then they don't know who I am.
Facts.
Respect all of
them. They don't know who I am.
You don't know who I am.
Yeah, man.
You said it.
Toby, we're going to come to you last. You're going to have to say a form, my guy. Like this is a prediction. It's not fucking...
All right, man.
Yeah, you're going to have to put your neck on the line. Matisse, I'm starting with you.
Obviously, like you said, we're going to revisit when the transfer window is closed. Yeah. But that it's not even about the Super Cup for me, it's because the performance was iffy anyway. It's about Lukaku coming in for me. I'm gonna back my team. You know, Steve done it last year. I rate it, I like it. Do you know what I mean? Saeed did it for about a month, it was cute. I'm gonna go with Chelsea to win it. I think we're still gonna make a couple signings as well. I think we'll bring in maybe one or two more players, and I really do like our squad, even currently as well. So I think Lukaku is gonna make a massive difference. So I know Man City are favourites, don't get me wrong, people. Man City are favourites, but I'm gonna say Chelsea are gonna just get it done. And then I'll go Man City second, Liverpool third, Man United fourth. And
even without those signings. Liverpool.
Yeah, I think Liverpool really. I've always spoken quite opinion, well of Liverpool
this
on this channel.
This is opinion, innit? It's yeah. Not your opinion, innit?
Don't get emotional, man. Don't get emotional.
No, I'm not getting emotional. I'm
talking
I'm,
to Steve about getting emotional.
I think I might have been the most sympathetic to Liverpool's issues last year on here. Maybe. Yeah. From man. What I remember.
I was sympathetic as well.
Yeah, I know Liverpool are better than what they've shown last year. And by the way, even after all that, they still finished ahead of my team. So. Yeah, I'm definitely putting Liverpool.
People forget that, but I'm going to remind that. Yeah, listen, respect so, yeah. Matisse, you know, like, you know what I mean? He knows the game. He knows the
thank
game.
Thank you. Too kind. Make me blush. Yes, please. So, and then the fifth and sixth.
Wait. Did you say four? Who's fourth?
Fourth is Man United. Fourth is Man United because of Ollie. Ollie, I've still got something on that, brother. Especially after this. It's just the defeat against Villarreal, man.
I wasn't going to ask about top six, if I'm honest with you. It was just top four.
But top six is quite fun because then that's where...
If you London... want to add it, go on.
Yeah, I think we should do top six. I think we should do top six.
Yeah, because I'm not going to include...
go on, we'll add it.
I'm not going to include Tottenham. I think I'll go fifth place, Leicester. Sixth place, Arsenal. Because Arsenal have no European football. So as much as I banter them, they've got a whole week to prepare for their games, and I think that could just swing in their favour. Watch out for Aston Villa as well. Watch out for Aston Villa, innit? Obviously.
Golden boot. Actually, let's do top four first. Let's do top four first. Steve.
Obviously, I'm backing my team to win it. So I think it'll be City top, United second, Chelsea third, Liverpool fourth.
How much you pay Scott Thuggery?
Less than six.
Why don't you just chill out, man? Chill out. Opinions, right?
Man, chill, man. He doesn't mean it. He's going to change it.
Leeds, six.
Who's fifth?
What, Leeds?
Oh, Leicester. Leicester fifth, Leeds six. I think Leeds have a good season, mate, this year.
Leeds and sixth. Wow.
It's just because Bielsa was at Man City training ground paid off.
Yeah, what was going on with that?
Don't know. He was there. I mean, they're supposed to be after that Herrera, that kid who was on loan in Spain. So whether he's trying to tie something up with that, I don't know. Whether we need a new program seller down at the South Stand, he might be applying for that.
More dodgy business.
That's more, it, isn't it?
More swapping of envelopes. What's Bielsa doing at Leeds, like Man City, man? You know what I'm saying?
Could be helping him out, innit?
I'm really surprised to hear you say Leeds in sixth. That's really high.
I just fancy. I don't know.
I can see them.
Yeah. The fans, isn't it? The fans are back though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
I think next season will be... I think they'll pick up results. They were a bit hit and miss last year. They could either go out and flatten someone and then go to somewhere where you think they're going to win and get absolutely hammered. So it was weird. But I think he'll tighten it up this year. And I think Leeds will have a good season, mate.
I don't think that's that much of a hot take. Like, Leeds were good anyway.
Yeah.
They proved it. And then with the crowds, woo!
It's true.
They're ferocious team.
They're a good side, but they're not finishing sixth. Like, there's just too much. There's too much. There's too much competition in this league.
These Man United fans are salty in the chat.
I would say
they're not happy with my prediction at all.
Yeah, man, you're just being shady, man.
No, it's not. It's just Ollie, innit? You don't rate Ollie either, so you know exactly what I'm
saying. Yeah,
from.
Man, but you know what I mean? Just make them happy, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Let's see if you make them happy, innit?
Let's see what you predict.
Have you got Steve six?
Yeah,
I got Steve six. Chris, you want to go next?
I thought Saeed, didn't we? We're working our way down, no?
Yeah. Go on, you got any of you, Saeed.
Whatever.
Yeah. Take it, go on. Okay,
so I think we're going to win the league this year.
Skullfuggery.
How you two silly manx?
These pedals are rude.
Like yeah, this they're the silly manx. That's what they are. Yeah, I mean the proper silly manx. Like, how immature are you two? Like, we're doing prediction show. I'm doing predictions, and you mans are laughing.
I'm sorry. I got me,
like how?
I got something stuck in my throat.
Anyway, so we're gonna keep it real. We're gonna say Liverpool first because I think look. We know, innit? We know the big dogs are back. The big dogs. Yeah.
Mm. So you finished, you know.
Hey, the big dogs are back. Come here. They're not coming for you. They're not coming for you. They're coming for City. You relax. But anyway, I think City are going to finish second. I mean, I know I'm not going to do tit for tat because I'm bigger than that. You know, Steve put us fifth or something or fourth, but, you know what I mean? I'm going to look past that. So I think City are going to finish second. I think Chelsea will push them all the way. I think it's going to be very close between us three. No one's going to walk away like City walks away, Liverpool walks away. Nah.
Hope not.
This is going to be a proper race, yeah. I think Chelsea finished third. I think Man United are going to finish fourth. And then I don't know, man. Fifth, I didn't think about it, but I need to think about it now. I think I'm going to go for Aston Villa. To be the ones that make that jump up. And then I got, this is going to be a shock to everyone, but Gris Teta strikes again. I'm going to have Arsenal, you know, for finishing sixth.
You think Leicester are falling off, yeah?
Yeah, I think they're going to let go of Madison as well, probably. You can sense that Madison's for sale. Like even if Arsenal don't get him, it looks like you can tell there's not something not right there with the manager and Madison for B2B for sale, and they've lost Fofana, Evans is injured as well. They've got a couple of new centre backs coming in. I know they've bought Vestergaard today or something.
Yeah.
I think Leicester are gonna fall away. So that's my six.
I got your six, Saeed.
This is a good one.
Year you bought Sancho and Varane. What are you saying?
I'm paying a lot of tax, man, at the minute, man, and it's not looking good, man. The balance is not looking good. I'm gonna go with Chelsea to win the league. I can't do it, man.
Talk to me, bro. You know you're my best friend. You know that, right? I'm telling you.
I live in a household full of City fans, man. I can't do another season, man. People, like, you know what I mean? It's not looking good around here, man. You know what I mean? It's just parties after parties, man. I'm not getting invited to no parties. So I'm going to go with Chelsea to win the league. City second. I'm going to go with United third.
Oh, yeah, I see how you cover your mouth. Between United, right? We heard it.
I think Liverpool will scrape fourth. And I think Leicester fifth. And I'm going to go for Villa to be sixth. And that's my top six.
Leicester and Aston. Yeah. Cool.
It's good to see you back in your team. I like that.
Nah, man, it's the only tax, man. You know what I mean?
Any team in this league that signs Sancho and Varane after finishing,
but we need a midfielder,
and then predicts them to finish third is a problem.
Yeah, but they don't have the level of manager we do. Yeah,
exactly. It's not about that.
Imagine Oli beating.
Is the manager on the pitch? No, them players are on the pitch.
Oh, but Steve, come on now. You know how important a manager is. You know.
It's not like he's making them. It's not like he's playing one up front.
You know dead ass that Pep, Tuchel, and Klopp are way out of Oli's league. You know that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oli just finished second.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Tuchel didn't have a full season, and Klopp had a whole heap of injuries.
Oli's added Sancho, who's one of the best young players in the world.
No, but I understand that.
All of a sudden, he's going to now take a step back.
Because Liverpool are probably going to stick. Yeah, because other teams.
Nah, I'm telling you now, you're going to get a shot.
He mentioned us. He's still finishing above us.
We're going to finish second anyway, second or third.
Wait, where did Steve put Man United? I want to know now. After all this hype. You put him second.
Second or third, it's gonna be. I don't think.
I'm telling you now. Don't listen. I'm a Man City fan, but I know football. Do not sleep on Man United. I'm telling you now. Sancho is a signing and a half. Varane instantly makes.
If you'd have told me,
still got McFred.
I used to think. You know, I know you know football. I used to think you know football, but from the moment you put us fourth.
I think it's not, Steve,
you're talking with emotion. You're not talking with your head then.
No, I'm talking. Look at the result. United went. How long did they go without losing an away game? Yeah, that takes
we
a few
just won. As soon as we got a resemblance of a back four and Fabinho and centre mid, we went. Yeah. Nine games in a wins in a row at the end of the season when the pressure was fucking on. And you're talking about the big dogs, and you don't know about the big dogs.
Who's the big dogs?
Oh, you know who the big dogs are. They're all back this season, bro.
There's only one player back.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on him.
Listen to me. Steve, I understand where you're going from, but the problem is you have to balance it. What your rivals are doing as well, and what your rivals have done.
Forget what they're doing. You just throwing people away and signing Sancho and Varane. Forget what your rivals are doing.
Philippe Nel, you're gonna let me.
I'm not even blown away. Still, can't lie.
Listen, hold on. My thing is, Sancho, Varane. We needed one more midfielder to properly challenge for the league. That I would have said for me, we're winning the league just with them three signings. But you have to understand what your rivals do, and if they counter that, you guys have got Grealish, and if you don't get Harry Kane. For me, that's absolutely unbelievable. That's two positions that you probably needed. Chelsea have just added their final piece to the jigsaw. That's why, for me, I think they win the league. Lukaku will score them the goals. What did they miss last season? Goals. United are there, but they've almost half the project. We needed a midfielder, a CDM. You go get a CDM, and I'll tell you what, mate. If we go and get now Neves, and I'm probably going to change my opinion and say, you know what? We might be winning the league. We might be. You know what I mean?
Ruben Neves wins you the league, yeah?
No, but it's the CDM. I mean, you're not understanding, though. It's a final jigsaw, a CDM. Where is playing, McFred?
My head's hot right now.
McFred cannot win you the league.
Neves?
I'm telling you now.
I don't think Neves is the answer.
I didn't say that, man. I said to you...
You need a holding midfielder, yeah. Just not a great example, but yeah.
No, but that's the only one available at the minute. We're not getting Declan Rice.
You better find someone else, bro. For real.
There you go. We need a DM. If Neves is in there, then maybe it's more balanced for us to say, you know what?
Basuma's available.
Basuma's available. Yeah, Basuma.
Yeah, but Basuma's not what Man United are looking at right now. The only one that's linked to Man United at the minute is Neves. We've got Neves in there, then it's more balanced. But with McFred in there, I'm telling you now, we're not winning the league.
I've never seen Neves. These guys in the chat don't know. All they see is Sancho Varane. Neves can sit and play that role.
I'm realistic, man.
Not as good as Basuma for me. I think Basuma would be
better. I've seen a lot of things in life here, but I'm just trying to be real, me. Third is probably, you go get third and a trophy. Then for what it looks like, it's a kind of a...
Seems like you're stagnating, don't you feel, if you do that? It feels like it's just...
Well, that's my... Listen, I don't want Ollie in the job anyway, to be honest with you, but he's here. Yeah. I can't moan. You know what I mean? But if he gets a trophy and he gets top four, that's what the club wants. So looking at that, you know what I mean? Based on that thing, then he's kind of achieving, isn't it? So...
Mad, yeah.
Matisse, when your club goes 4 years without a trophy, then obviously a trophy is what will matter.
True. Mad.
Mm. It's been a little while over there for the red side of Manchester.
Mm. Rough.
Mm. Tobes, what are you saying?
Well, no one's talking about Arsenal in the top four, isn't it? I mean, times are falling.
Here we go.
It's tough. You know
what I mean?
I'll put Man City first. Because I still think they're going to sign Harry Kane, and obviously they signed Jack Grealish, and they won the league last year. Mm. I think second is where it gets a little bit murky as well, because I do actually agree with Steve. A lot of people are discounting Man United, and I know the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer thing is true. He's an average manager, and he, when you need the manager to make the difference in a title race or whatever, he's not going to be the one that you call upon. But Man United have got bags of match winners in their team, and they've added Varane, and they've added Sancho as well. Like, I think we know that they need a defensive midfielder, but we really need to appreciate the business they've done this summer, because those are two serious additions to their team. Like, Chelsea are signing Lukaku now, and I get it. They're going to need a goal. They're going to need a bagsman, but that doesn't automatically mean Chelsea are now favourite for the title. What makes them superior to Man United? What makes them superior to Liverpool? This is why I genuinely can't call it, because I think the only team who I think has a genuine advantage over the rest is Man City, because they have the best squad and they have Pep. The rest is marginal gain. So second spot, I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with Man United. I'm going to go with Man United for second spot. I think they're going to have enough in their locker to win a couple of matches in absence of Ollie's coaching. Third spot, I hate Chelsea. Hate them so much.
I know. So, bless them. It's terrible. We're so, just too good.
I want to put Liverpool third, but I honestly don't think they've done enough good business this summer for me to sit there and say, yeah, that this team are going to challenge for the title. I don't think Liverpool have done enough to tell me they're going to challenge all the way for the title. I'll put Chelsea third and I'll put Liverpool fourth. I don't think the business has been good enough.
Look, what you guys have said is nothing different from what pundits and writers have said in the media. And I'm fine with that. Look, if the people don't think Liverpool have done enough and we're going backwards rather than forwards, or at least where we were, like third or whatever, it's fine, man. I'm joking. Look, be real. That is what it is, isn't it? It's your opinion.
It's all about opinions, though, isn't it?
Of course it is.
A lot of people are getting, you know what I mean, emotional. It's going to be a long season. There'll be factors, injuries. You know what I mean? Like Matisse said, this is not going to be the final one. If Man City go and get Harry Kane, I think City then are favourites. Chelsea are favourites.
See, the thing is, big up Curtis.
Why are Chelsea favourites? What, because they signed
Lukaku? Because Harry, for me, they're missing that final piece. They were only, for me, a striker away from competing last year.
So check this out.
They finished fourth, and you're saying they were only a striker away
from competing? No. Listen, they had no striker, but they had Werner up front, man. We're not watching them last season.
Yeah, but that's not the only reason why they finished fourth.
No, but it was a big factor, though. If they had Lukaku in that team, they won the Champions League, by the way. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the Premier League. They've got the final jigsaw they wanted. Maybe a holder midfielder. That's
Can I address this super chat from Curtis? So, big up Curtis anyway. Big up Curtis in the chat. He says, man, AFCON will hurt Liverpool in January. If Mane and Salah's countries reach the final, if they reach the final, they still only miss two games. That's the way it's panned out.
Oh, yeah, because what? There's the winter break.
Winter break, yeah. FA Cup. They only missed two league games.
What is it? That's actually good for
us. It's not too bad, that. But it's a risk of injuries, though, isn't it? It's a risk of injuries. You never know, do you? That's a problem.
Risk of injuries in training, brother.
It's a risk of injuries. They stopped training. They stayed in England, so.
Yeah, true.
Well, you don't want them to play football.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying different climatize me. Like,
I think we need to be, all this talk about Ollie this and Liverpool that. I think the top four race is going to be tight. Even Man City, I don't think they're going to pull away from the rest. I think all the four sides, well, apart from Liverpool, have done really good business. But with Liverpool, you can't just discount them because of the manager they have and the quality that they still have in that team. The first 11 on its day can still beat most sides in the league. So I think it's going to be interesting, man. I genuinely don't think anyone's going to run away with it this season.
I agree with that.
I don't see that happening at all.
I agree with that, 100%.
So do I, actually. Before Tobes gives us fifth and sixth as well, Jason here says, Chelsea are in for a rude awakening, thinking Lukaku will win them the league. Only bags when the game is won and never scores the critical goals.
Did Lukaku not just win the Scudetto with Inter Milan? Did he not just do that? Did he not just score in the Milan derby when they needed to win that game? Like, again, people are taking their opinions on Lukaku based on Premier League beforehand, when he was not as developed as he is now, not in the same physical condition. Like, you need to, your opinion on Lukaku needs to evolve from what's happened at Inter Milan and what's been happening for Belgium in that Euros. You can't watch that version of Lukaku for the last 2 years that's been creating chances, scoring goals, led Inter Milan to the league title, and still tell me that Lukaku can't but score Matisse, in big games.
Matisse, I think I do agree, like, people can't just discount his time in Italy. People need to realise that Lukaku's a quality striker. And for me, I even felt the criticism when he was in England was a bit too much for someone who's been scoring goals his whole career.
But
the point of the matter is still there. He has a lot to prove in England, because he got that big move to Man United. And even though some of the circumstances weren't in his favour, he didn't deliver. And he didn't cover himself in glory. So he needs to prove, not just to Chelsea, but to the rest of the league, that he is what he says he is. Because when he talks, he says, put me next to Harry Kane, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, you now need to come to this Premier League and you need to show us that. So while some of those...
But he has showed it in Premier League, though.
Everton, not in the league. No. He showed it for West Brom and Everton, but there's a difference between playing for West Brom and Everton and playing for Man United.
No, but he has got goals, though. I never said he hasn't got goals.
I said that comment was specifically about scoring in the high-pressure games, critical games. That's something that he hasn't proved in England, and he still needs to prove that. Yeah, we know what he did.
Well, Tuchel, over to Tuchel.
I have to say, Chelsea's big game record is not a problem under Tuchel. It's the small games that we have a problem with. So if he's going to come and stat pad against the games where we drew against Brighton, the games where we drew against Leeds, the games we drew against Southampton, and that's what the difference is, because the big games we've had in our pockets since Tuchel's come in, that's fine by me. Do you know what I mean?
You'll be happy with that, but that comment was about him scoring in the big game.
Lukaku for me is a different animal. I think he went to Man United. I think he got a little bit complacent and thought he'd made it. I think he let it slip a little bit. I think his game was off. I think his shape of him was off. I don't think he looked right. I think he got humbled. He went to Inter Milan. He knuckled down. He tore it apart over there, smashed it. Looking at him now, he just looks like a machine. And then you're signing him now with a point to prove. He's got a Chelsea... He was a Chelsea fan, I believe, as a kid, and he's always got something special with Chelsea. He's got unfinished business. So signing him now, the way he's looking, and putting him in the European Champions team, the way they're looking, is a dangerous mix. So if it clicks, which I can see it doing, then Chelsea's serious. Because all them little niggly misses and Werner not doing the bread and butter stuff, Lukaku will do that. And that's what I think. I think if they get him over the line, it's a great signing, and fair play. Yeah, I look forward to seeing him.
So, Tobes, what are you saying, fifth and sixth then?
Are we still on Tobes?
Tottenham in there, man.
What's fifth and sixth need to be?
I think the top four will pull away, like we haven't seen in previous seasons. I think the top four will definitely pull away from the rest of the pack. Fifth.
Tottenham in it.
I'll go with Leicester. I think Leicester have done some good business. They still kept Brendan Rodgers. They have the resilience. They have the consistency. They have the bit between their teeth. I think Leicester will get Europa League qualification. Sixth is where it gets a bit murky. Who's there? Maybe us, Arsenal, Villa, West Ham. Who's Everton's manager? Rafa Benitez. Nah, I don't think they'll get Europa. I honestly don't know. I don't know who finishes sixth.
Bad in North
London, it's a tough one. No, I was there.
I can't put Spurs. I've not seen enough to be convinced that we're going to finish there.
Surely you'll finish above Arsenal. I mean, to the same
time, isn't it? That's not guaranteed.
Put Villa then or something.
You know what? Yeah, screw it. Let me just put Spurs there. I'll put Spurs there. I'll put Spurs there. Then maybe Arsenal seventh.
Whoa. We're not doing the whole thing.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Relax.
He just wanted to mention Arsenal.
Yeah, he did, 100%. Arsenal we mentioned a few times in this. It's my turn, yeah?
In fact, you know what? I'll switch it. I'll put like West Ham or something there, man. I can't put Spurs there. Make me sick.
What?
Wow. Take Spurs out of
this guy, man. The season's already started, and you're already depressed, man. Get the dressing gown out and a pina colada, man. Do it.
Put Arsenal, Villa, whatever. Spurs, until we make the signings we make, I can't put them sick.
Yeah, man. PSG next season, man, Toby, man.
Remove Spurs from sick. Put Arsenal there if you want. I don't really care.
This is mad. I've never seen anything like this in fandom in my life.
Remove, you know, man said remove Spurs.
Yeah, man. But I said remove his own club.
See what Tottenham have done to this lad here. This is bad shit.
He's turned him into a bailiff. He said remove Spurs, bro.
Remove, man.
Fam, I swear you wouldn't think he supports Tottenham, you know. It's actually peak. But not even a little bit of gas on the team. Just a little bit.
No, but if Harry Kane goes, he'll be arrogant.
But he's not gone yet. He's not gone yet. Exactly, he's not gone yet.
What?
Yeah, true.
What's the gas about, bro? We've finished seventh last.
You signed that Romero done, done, innit? The best centre back.
Yeah, that's one. That's one.
He's injured. Okay, injured.
Okay, he's injured already.
He's injured. Yeah.
Toby, you know what? I done a show as well, right? On my channel, right? And I said one to watch, and I chose Brian Gill. He's a bad boy. Right,
yeah, you look good.
That means a flop.
Send me a send me a link, and I'll come talk about Brian Gill on your show. He's a bad boy, bad boy. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. That guy's that's going to be one of the best signings.
Toby, I just thought of a new thing for you, mate. Seriously, you know them guys that hold the coffins up and they dance, that's your job, mate. That is it. You can go to funerals, you can eat buffets, you can dance, you can put coffee in. That's you, mate. 100%.
Toby's like, Steve, just shut up, man.
That's it. We need one of them Tottenham funerals. If Tottenham finish eighth this year, I will get suits on, put them under, and we get a coffin, and we do that.
I don't think we've done enough for me to say that Spurs are confidently going to finish sixth.
It's the fact that Spurs have the European Super Conference League as well to deal with. It's difficult. It's when you make them long trips back from wherever, you've got to come back and play away to Wolves.
That Conference League, it was people with pen mark numbers on the back of the shirts. Did you see that? Team just drew the numbers on the shirts in Biro and shit. I seen it. Google it. Conference League. Seriously.
That was Ruben Kazan, yeah.
He can't.
I don't know. It's like they just got to that date. It's like you know, when you forget to put the wash on. They're like, you know what? Let's not even use our usual kit. Let's use the backup kit for this competition. It's not worth it. Madness.
Let me do my six, and then we move on to relegation or golden boot. I'm going for Chelsea win the league because of the Lukaku deal. That'll change if Kane goes to City. But I'm surprised that three of us are actually going for Chelsea. Well, I'm not surprised with Matisse, but I'm surprised someone else went with Chelsea, Saeed. I think the Lukaku deal makes them favourites for me because Man City and Liverpool haven't done enough for me. I know 100 mil was spent for Man City, but I think Grealish doesn't add enough for me to say Man City are definitely going to build on last season and kick on. I'm putting Man City second, Man United third, Liverpool fourth. Konate is a big signing, but I don't know. With Liverpool, Robertson being out is massive as well heading into the season. That's why I'm surprised you said 9 points out of the first three, Chris. That might be a little...
Oh, has he said that?
Yeah.
No, I said we're going to be top.
Foggery, man. Skullfoggery, man. Yo, clip him up, man.
Every free game, you're looking to clip me up every free game. You're going to have a long season, brother. Relaxing. Every free game, you know, clip him up.
I'm shocked, man.
You lot are desperate.
You got a front. I feel like you've got a front, though, Gris, man, because you've not signed anyone. You're putting up a front.
Windows not even closed, man. Relax. Talk to me when the window's closed, innit?
Chat to me later, bro.
3 weeks ago.
Please, there's three weeks ago. I can't wait for the skullfuggery. Rewind.
I'm going to bust a joke and you're laughing. Imagine when I bust a joke.
In fifth place, I'm putting Leicester. They might actually break top four, but I'm going to stick them fifth. And sixth, I'm putting Everton.
They might be, man. Rafa Benitez.
Stinky Everton.
To be honest with you, it's kind of like told with sixth place. There's a few teams that can get it, but out of all of the ones I see, I think Benitez is a top coach to get after Angelotti and what happened. They still got top players. he might be able to pull something out of the bag and get them into a European Cup, and that's Europa League, innit? So I'm just, it's whatever, right?
Benitez still thinks he works for Mike Ashley. He's pulling out signings like Demarai
Gray.
He's on the Sports Direct budget there, mate. He needs to sort himself out. They went from Ancelotti and signing James and all that to like Sports Direct mugs and signing like, you know, Demarai Gray for 1.5. It's not happening.
He got Newcastle the top 10, though. You know, with top 10. Yeah, but that's good, though, isn't it?
It is good. But yeah, he's not going to get... He's not... Everton,
come on, Steve, man.
Everton aren't cracking into the top 5, top 6, nah.
You never know, man. You never know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not impossible, but
it's very unlikely,
man. Relax, man.
We'll see come into the season. And with that, I might as well say my golden boot first. And the reason I say Chelsea's going to win the league is because Lukaku makes that difference. And I'm going with Lukaku golden boot for this season. I think there must be a chip on his shoulder. He's coming back. He wants it. Chelsea right now. Abramovich hasn't gone more than 4 years without a league title. This is 4 years now. So I don't know. If history repeats itself, you lot will win the league, Matisse. Lukaku golden boot for me. What are you saying, Matisse, for golden boot?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. It's because you don't know where Kane's going to end up. But if Kane goes to City, I actually wouldn't be surprised if he gets less goals, you know, because I feel like he's going to share it out. I feel like he's going to be a playmaker and I don't know with Kane, because sometimes he drops deep and I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know where he's going to be playing. Mohamed Salah always scores a truckload of goals every year. And he won it last year, didn't he?
No.
Who won it? Was it?
He just finished short.
You know who won it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It was.
No questions.
Toby, that's all he's got, you know. Don't you take that away from me. Sorry, Toby. All right. I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. All right. Calm it down. All right. Jesus.
Yeah, right. Man.
Bloody hell.
We always have that big debate.
There's not much in the trophy cabinet. You can't be taking away things like that. Do you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna go. Let me go with Lukaku, man. That's my brother, innit? That's the guy that's leading my line this season. I need to fully invest. We spent a whole heap of money on him, so he kind of has to be hitting them type of numbers. So why not? Yeah, I'll go with Lukaku as well.
Tubbs.
You there, mate?
He doesn't know if he wants to go with the brother who skipped training or not.
That cardboard cutout, has he just slid that in front of the screen so he's gone for a piss or something?
If Tottenham are dead, don't speak. If Tottenham are shit, don't speak.
He's definitely frozen.
Yeah, Toby's frozen, man.
Yeah, he's frozen, man. Over there. Grizz, we'll move on to you then. Golden boot.
Yeah, Mohamed Salah's, you know, the race is going to be, the title race is going to be close, but the golden boot ain't going to be close. Mohamed Salah is going to win the golden boot by clear 3-4.
No more, Saeed.
Big shout.
I've been watching him. And man's looking, he hasn't scored in preseason. And that when he does shit like that, then you know he's angry.
Yeah,
he's
man, gonna take, I can see the confidence in that. Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, you're too bad. You're too bad for that.
Toby, man.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on, Tobes? We want your golden boot prediction, man.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I don't know what happened there earlier on my internet. Harry Kane or Mo Salah to finish. I'll go for Harry Kane.
At what club?
Either club, it doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
It's a funny one, this one, because I feel like
Martial
might be a big season for Martial. Nah, I'm being serious, man. He could be a good man. Respect my guy Martial, man. He could be back this season.
He needs
man.
To respect himself, brother.
Yeah, man. Tell him, man. He did even did a ball held just to be like R9, man. You know what I mean? Comparisons and that.
Oh no.
But
it reminds me of Phil Foden for the Euros.
Yeah. He doesn't say it. I'm gonna say nah, Aubameyang's not really feeling it, is he, man? Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with Harry Kane. Yeah, man, he just does it in it, man. Goals in it.
Say no more. Steve.
Yeah. I think this week we'll get Harry Kane. And I think it'll be Harry Kane. I think in our team, we need someone that can, A, score penalties. So I think he'll be on them. And B, yeah, we need a striker. So, yeah, he's going to be the main man for us if we get him. So, yeah, I'm going for Kane in a blue shirt.
And I kind of think opposite to what Matisse was saying. I think if City sign Kane, then come end the transfer window, I'll be saying City win the league, Kane top scorer. But as we stand now, Lukaku and Chelsea. And just let's whiz through the relegation ones because we still got to do the predictions for this weekend's games. Relegation for me, Norwich, Southampton and Watford. I think Southampton losing Ings alone was big. And then Vestergaard on top of that. I don't really know what's going on over there. They conceded a bag of goals last season. If you look at the bottom half of the table, they're near the top in goals conceded. So I think they might have had it. So Norwich, Southampton and Watford. Steve.
Say again.
Relegation.
It's tough.
I think Norwich. I think Burnley are going to go this year. Yeah. I think Brentford.
Brentford, yeah?
Yeah.
Brentford are going to surprise a few people. They're going to be Leeds of this year.
You reckon?
They've got very, very good setup.
Probably relegate now.
Saeed's got it out for you, Grizz, today, I'm telling you.
It's okay, man. It's no problem, man. We know the season starts today, really. That all that European, you know what I mean, Euro trash is finished, isn't it? This is real.
Did you win the league for that Euro thing?
He knows this is real now.
Go on, Saeed. Your turn. Relegation.
Relegation, I'm going to go with Norwich. I'm going to go with Watford. I don't know, man. Southampton got that pedigree in it, man. You know what I mean? Just because they know how Hasenhüttl. But nah, they're going out. They're going out, man. I just feel like for me, Bertrand, Vestergaard, Ings, it's a spine there, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah, Ward-Prowse possibly leaving as well. Yeah, Southampton then. So similar to you.
Yeah, yeah. Grizz.
Norwich, Watford, dead certs. And then I was going to say Southampton, but then I remembered Wolves. So, I'm not sure.
You know, I looked at Wolves as well, and I just thought, Nico, Jimenez, Moutinho, Neves, they still got a few about them, whereas Southampton are bare bones now.
I'm going to go Southampton then. I'm going to go Southampton. I'll go
been
Southampton.
Been it for a long time, isn't it? Imagine they go down. They've been it for a while.
Yeah,
it has been a while. Since Bale and Walcott times, that's when...
Yeah.
Who's next? Tobes.
who came up again? It's Watford, right? Watford.
Norwich, Watford, and Brentford.
I think Norwich will go down. I think Brentford might stay up. Let me even see the table again. 1 second.
Matisse, you wanna throw yours out there while he's checking?
I'm gonna go Watford, Norwich, and Newcastle. I think Newcastle have been riding their luck for too long. I know they signed Joe Willock, but
it's not confirmed. But
it's not even confirmed. But yeah, I just think Newcastle are just they've been riding their luck in this league for too long now. They got to go down for me. I think Brentford will definitely stay up. I have no worries about them. I probably have more worries about Southampton than Brentford, and probably
even. I think Watford's
going to score a lot of goals. You know, Ivan Toney's going to score a lot of goals.
Watford and Norwich will go down. And then last spot is between... I don't know who gets the last one, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Burnley maybe as well. I mean,
I think Burnley have the know-how. If they can keep the goal scorers.
I wish Burnley go.
Sean Dyche, man, respect on his name, man. Underrated manager, Sean Dyche.
Someone said Brighton.
Take him over Ole. Maybe Brighton.
No. Chill out.
You're going for Brighton.
Brighton got some.
No. I don't think Brentford
are Vieira. Vieira, I think you'll.
I think Palace got a good team, man. They're building something nice. I wouldn't say Palace. No, yeah. Palace,
but that's all right.
You would say but yeah, they are building a decent.
Watch out for Vieira, man.
So that is part of the reason, Toby. That would be spot on, wouldn't it? Do you not see Trevor Chalobah's performance tonight? First game in the Chelsea shirt, masterclass in the Super Cup.
Shut it.
Demon,
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know who gets that last spot. I'll probably say maybe Southampton. I don't know because they lost Danny Ings and they lost Vestergaard. Those are big losses.
Say no more. That's a full house. All of them predictions in. We can move on to this weekend's games. Edward here with the super chat is saying, put some respect on us. Mark my word. Brentford 2-0. Mark my words. He said it twice. We'll teach you how to play football. Big up, Edward. I was at Brentford the other day, and I can't lie, a lot of the staff there were very welcoming, let us in to record and do it. It was very well arranged, and Marcus Gayle was there, a couple of other ex-players and whatnot. So big up Brentford, man. Nice little stadium as well. I've chosen not to go on Friday just because I really don't have that feeling with Arsenal right now. So I want to see how the next few weeks plan out with the transfer window. So yeah, that's me for them, huh?
It's because you know that there might be an L on the horizon. That's why you don't want to go.
There might be. You know how many? Do you think I go to Manchester every year thinking that it's going to be anything other than an L? Liverpool. I know what I'm driving up to Liverpool for, but I love the club. I love going to watch the team, innit? And I still drive up and drive back, and yeah, it is what it is. Then it's not the taking the L that matters to me. I feel disconnected with the club. Like Steve mentions when he supported Man City through the rough times, and even there was seasons when I was growing up where Arsenal weren't great, and I was still there. And yes, I was young, and I was led by family and friends at that time and whatnot. But it's not necessarily about losing or not challenging, because I could still support the club if I didn't feel disconnected. They don't care about us. Let's be honest here. We're going into the new season with our squad's not stronger. It's probably weaker. We've lost Odegaard. We've lost Luis. Well, not lost, but Odegaard's gone back. Luis has gone. Ceballos has gone.
It's
gone back on loan. William Saliba. We got Ben White. I'm hearing in the chat Ramsdale deal is off. I fucking hope to God it's off.
That was a good signing. I was looking forward to that one.
Your first 11 is weaker, bro. Like, it doesn't make sense. You spend.
Why is it off? Yeah.
What? They don't want to pay 24 million for Ramsdale. Why not?
Bruv, I did a knee slide on Matisse's channel today. I need that deal to go through. I need you to sign that bum. I want to see him in Arsenal colours before the end of the transfer window.
He's top goalkeeper.
Grizz, I see you shaking your head there. What's your thoughts on it now? Because obviously Grizz and Steve in particular, last season, it was about giving Arteta time. Now, the other day, Arteta's turned around and said, we can't talk about what we don't have. What do you mean, bruv? It's been two windows. Why don't we have what we don't have then?
That's
what
I want to talk about.
Well, let Grizz explain, because obviously he keeps...
What's there to explain? It's got nothing to do with Arteta. This is his Edu and the owners giving him Ramsdale, Lakanga, Ben White. This is their problem. They're giving him and Tavares. Tavares.
Yeah.
This is what they're giving him. They're giving him water pistols.
Who do you think is choosing these players, bro?
This is not. He's a coach. He's being told you're a coach. Coach this team.
Oh really?
You'd think they spend, if they're spending that. How much money have they spent actually now at the moment, Turkish? Like how much cash?
75 million, let's say.
So let's say they're looking to spend 100 million plus this summer. You'd think I think there's been awful signings. I've got to say, Ben White makes the most sense because I actually rate Ben White as a footballer. But even that for 50 million, no problem.
Lokonga's a decent. I've seen a bit of Lokonga.
Yeah, the rest is. And if they get Ramsdale on top, it's a disastrous window.
This is, he's got no, for me, last season I was with Grizz and we said, look, you could see little chinks of something being built. I could, especially I thought, with the youth coming through and things like that, I thought, look, don't be too hesitant, as you're going to end up back at the back of the queue. They've given another window. Ben White's a good signing. I think Ben White is going to have a good season. But looking at Arsenal's squad overall, like you say, they've lost a few players. I don't think they're that strong. I think there'll be another semi-decent signing that comes in before this window, before the transfer window shuts. There's got to be. There's got to be, because they're talking about Maddison. They're talking about Bernardo Silva. They put the feelers out there for him, but he wants to play Champions League. So if you've got some sort of money for them kind of players, there's a little bit left in the pot, and I don't think Arteta's that stupid enough not to spend that. So I just hold my horses with it, but it's going to be a love, a tough season for him.
You know what? You know what this fucking club is doing? I'm going to come to you. They're going into the season testing the fucking waters again. They're going to go Brentford away. They're going to see how it goes. Then it's Chelsea. Then it's City. And if it goes pear-shaped, if it's 1 point out of nine or no points out of nine, we'll probably sign 2-3 fucking players in the last 2-3 days of the window. That's exactly how we got Arteta in the club in the first place. A panic week of signings when Man United smashed us 8-2. It just seems like we're doing that again. You know, because you're right. You're right, Steve. He can't be that stupid to not see him. But someone must be that stupid to let this squad go into the first three games with Chelsea and City included like this at its bare bones. Gabriel's injured. Partey's injured. So not only have we not improved the first team with signings, we've actually lost two players that we've bought in the past 2 years that we actually fucking like. Told you.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
So just on Gris Tetter's point, you know, because Grizz is Arteta's lawyer.
What's my point?
This is a quote. Point? Yeah. Mikel and Edu will lead all the disciplines in the men's first team, whether that's analysis, scouting, medical, high performance. And ultimately, they will be responsible for the technical recommendations we make, the players we sign, the players we sell, the players we loan. So that means to tell you that this stuff about Arteta not having control or whatever, he's not making decisions, it's absolute bullshit.
Where have you read that from? No, I'm not denying it. Where have you read that from?
It's a quote from the Independent, bro.
A quote from who?
It's one of the Arsenal sort of like that.
No, that's 100%. I'm sorry, Arteta. Imagine I'm calling you Arteta, Grizz.
Man, it's deep.
That quote is true. Like last year, Arteta was made manager from head coach, and when that happened, they said him and Edu are in charge of the fucking whatever.
So listen, it's no stress off my head, Dobie. If Arteta has been involved and has agreed to those players, and those are the players that he wants, then he's gonna feel the wrath. He needs to, and he deserves it. I'm not defending him.
I just thought
because it's not my club. So I just thought, I don't think he's got.
You sure it's not your club?
No, I'm 100% sure. I don't think he's got the power.
You talk about it. It seems like it's your club.
I don't think he's got the power to make those decisions. What you've said, but if that's right,
I think
it's a disaster.
I think when he did come into the club initially, I remember him getting this power and everybody saying, oh, it's going to be Arteta, it's going to be like running things with Edu. So I do think that is correct, because they did get rid of quite a few people, didn't they, when he came in. So, yeah, I mean, this comment from Curtis.
That's actually true, man.
We see it now. It's not looking rosy. But we've got three weeks for the transfer window. We may come back to these predictions, and we may want to make a final prediction.
We'll brush up on the review when the transfer window ends.
That's the big caveat as well, this is all dependent on what the teams are like currently, so it's all subject to change.
And Michael just asked us about player of the season and player of the season, signing of the season and flop of the season. We're going to save that to when the transfer window ends, and we'll include so we'll brush up on this one.
We'll
include that all in that one. So Brentford Arsenal Friday night kickoff. I'm going for 2-2, so I'll start off there, and we'll go around from there. Steve,
it's at Brentford, yeah.
Yeah.
1-1.
Saeed.
As much as I can banter Arsenal. You know what I mean? I need to look at that table, because the forfeits are not looking too good. You know what I'm saying, man? Not looking too good.
Yeah, that forfeit's looking peak. I can't lie. taking this very seriously. Grizz, make sure you're taking this seriously from the beginning.
No, you don't need to tell me that shit.
So, you know, I mean, just copy me, Grizz. Yeah, just copy my results if you want to, man. You know what I mean?
What did you say?
We'll find out.
No, what did you say? What is your prediction?
I generally think Arsenal are going to win this, man. I think it'll be 2-1 Arsenal.
I'm going for a 2-1 win. Yeah. Before we move on to Grizz, Saeed did mention a forfeit. So this year we've agreed, all six of us, that the forfeit will be.
I love how we all agreed.
Yeah.
No one disagreed.
Okay, no one disagreed. Hey, no one disagreed.
That means you've agreed.
Fair.
Well, what it was the hottest chili crisp. You know that Dorito, that's the hottest. So the person that finishes last in the prediction table will have to eat that at the beginning of the last show of the season, and continue with the show for the hour and a half that we've got.
Blood.
They have to continue. So that is the forfeit. And the winner
Hot is that, by the way? Because I don't even know how hot it is. I just signed off this.
Put YouTube clips and I've seen it and it's peak. So,
okay.
I could hack it. It's going to be a madness, man.
Good. So hopefully you lose then so we can test that.
I eat that stuff as a challenge anyway, so it's calm.
I eat that shit for breakfast.
You can take our one then, innit?
We have to get on like Chuck Norris.
We got a few people saying that's nothing, and a few people saying don't do that, it's deadly. So at the end of the day, I've never had it. It is what it is. That's the forfeit. We'll have to make it happen. Time to Shine says Arteta will be the first manager in the league to get sacked this year. Book it. Grizz, what's your prediction?
I'm going opposite of Saeed. Simple. 2-1 to Brentford.
And that's why you're coming last, mate. I have some of that chips, mate. You know, you might as well get some ready.
Tobes.
I'm going for 1-1, man. I think Brentford are going to open up the season well. 1-1.
You might know.
Matisse?
2-1, Brentford.
You sure, Matisse, man?
Yeah, I am.
Why is that he's doing this? He's laughing.
He's playing mind games. That's what he's doing. He's trying to play mind games, man. He wants to play mind games. This is how he won last time. You start asking people questions and shit.
Yeah, man.
Dude, Are you sure?
What's the winner getting? You know, what's going on?
We're going to have to talk about that and arrange it, but we can confirm that by the next show. Everything came about pretty quick today. Obviously, I've got a trophy arranged, but you want starting by the trophy as well. It's not just the trophy alone. So,
we'll look into that.
That's all the Arsenal predictions done. People, there's 3,200 watching. Make sure you guys hit the like button if you haven't already. Get it up to over 1,000 before the show ends.
Follow every comment in
the description. What comment?
Brother said, can the forfeit not be a tattoo of the rival clubs? Are you mad?
You're mad, mate.
This is Steven, bro. This is just a show, bro.
I won't even wear it.
It's a religion, man. It's a religion.
I don't do tats.
I do the harami.
I'm going to wear another shirt. You think I could wear the Tottenham or United? You think I could wear that? Exactly. No way. That's why not the forfeit, because I wouldn't do that.
Because that image alone is like deafening, isn't it, for eternity online. Jesus Christ.
I could be saying the most realest shit you'll ever hear.
Yeah.
Personally, just show that picture and I'm done. I'm just like,
hey, I don't even eat red sauce, so that's how bad I take it. My kids, when the kids get the crayons, the red ones go in the bin.
Snap them up
the Crayolas and throw them in the bin, the red ones. They know the score. Don't even ask me now, just do it.
Yeah, Jericho.
That's like that, even. You
know that? Yeah. Arteta's biggest problem is still goals. If he dropped Oba, fans would turn on him. But realistically, Arsenal need goals this season. We need fucking everything this season. But that's all the predictions for Arsenal done. Man United leads next. So we start with you, Saeed.
What's that, sorry?
Man United leads.
I think we're going to win this one. I'm confident at the start of the season because I just feel like we're going to build it up until it gets October, November, then it's going to be a bit sticky. I'm going to go Man United 2-1. So we'll get the job done. 2-1 United.
2-1 United, Saeed. Grizz, we go around this way. So that's fair. For every prediction we do, we start at the fan of that club's team and we go around from there. That makes it fair. So, yes, Grizz, you're next.
I'm going to go 1-1.
1-1, yeah? Tobes.
Is it United at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, Man United are going to win this game. I think they're going to win it 3-1.
3-1 United, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Matisse.
I'll go... I'm going to go... 4-1 United.
4-1?
Yeah, I just think Sancho's going to just do a madness in it. It's the first game.
Yeah, Leeds are quite open. I'm going 3-2 United. I think there's goals in it. First game of the season as well. Steve?
2-0 United for me.
2-0. So does anyone go for it? Oh, no. Only Grizz went for the draw. Chelsea Palace next up. Matisse, start with you.
2-0 Chelsea win.
2-0 Chelsea win, yeah?
I put 2-0 down. Look at KG in the comments. He's
yeah, there's definitely Leeds fans in there because they're not happy, fam. Look at this. KG, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Hold the hell, man, KG, man. Hold that
KG,
hell,
it's
man.
Away, bro. It's an away day. It's the first day in the Prem. Sancho in town. It's long, innit?
Be easy, bro.
Ours after hold that, the hell, man. We'll do well, it's innit? All right, man. It's just the first one.
L for Leeds, innit? L for Leeds.
They shipped in six last season, but he wants us to predict Leeds to win.
Innit, man? Elf
for
Leeds, isn't it?
who's it? Oh, me. I put 2-0 already as well, so I agree with Matisse. I think Palace should do good this season. I hope Vieira does well. Of course you do. Of course you do. You've had some terrible memories with him involved. Steve?
I think it will be 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea. Saeed?
I'm going to go with 2-0 Chelsea.
2-0 Grizz.
Is it at Stamford Bridge?
Yeah, it's Chelsea home.
Yeah. 1-0 Chelsea.
1-0 tight win, Tobes.
2-0 Chelsea.
2-0. Back to you, Grizz. Start Norwich, Liverpool.
I'm going to be at the game, so hopefully it's a long journey. It's a nasty journey. I don't want it to be mashed up. So I'm going to go 2-0 Liverpool.
2-0 Tobes.
3-1 Liverpool.
3-1 Matisse.
Liverpool. I'm going to go 3-0 Liverpool.
It's mad because that's exactly what I put as well.
Yeah.
So over to you, Steve.
I'm going to go 2-1 Norwich.
Wow. Jeez, man, he's done it on you.
Grizz is going to travel up to Norwich. If they lose, he's going to think of you, Steve, 100%.
Would love Grizz to travel up there and lose.
I know that. It's not
know this is all Toby's fault. This is all Toby's fault.
Right,
for pissing him off earlier.
Yeah, I told you how the show was gonna go.
Yeah,
man said yeah.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for the big dogs to turn up. That's what I'm
big dogs.
Well, be careful of them canaries because them dogs don't like canaries.
Steve, don't try that again, man. Steve, don't do that
again. oh, my
God. I'm going to go with 2-0 Liverpool.
2-0. What's left? Tottenham, Man City's left. Who we start with? But Tottenham are at home, so we start with Tobes.
Predictions or just general thoughts?
Prediction, innit? Look at the time.
Prediction, yeah. This is, bro. I've been streaming for like 6 hours today, bro. Damn, man. Shit.
Man wants to do a whole preview, you know.
A whole preview just for him to tell us Tottenham are shit and they're not going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't even believe in the team anyway. So my team's shit and we're not going to win. There you go. There's a preview.
Yeah, let me start by saying Spurs are not going to win this game. I think Lightning is not going to strike for the fourth time and we're going to lose. Finally at home to Man City.
What?
Toby, man. Why are you doing this, man? It's the first game of the season, Toby, man.
Yeah, I'm going to be there as well. That's the worst thing about it, man. And I'm going to have to watch that cross.
Toby, he's a new manager.
Let him land, man.
Let him land, man. Let him land. He's spitting facts. He's spitting facts.
I think it's going to be 3-1 to Man City. I think Son might grab some, but yeah, I don't think we're going to win this game, especially if Harry Kane doesn't play, especially if Ndombele doesn't play as well. So, yeah, Romero's not playing as well, so it's going to be Sanchez and Dier partnership again. God help us.
Matisse.
I'm depressed.
Can you build on that?
No, I mean, Tottenham are awful. I think Man City are going to win this, man. I'm going to go a 2-0 Man City win. I don't think Harry Kane's head's going to be in it if he does play. And if he's on the bench, he should be on the bench anyway. Like, or even not even in the squad. He's not even been training. So I don't understand how he could even be involved. And I know we drew to them in the Mind series, but they just look weird without Kane. There's just like, I just don't feel like people know where they're meant to be on the pitch without him. Like, he's their main creator, their main goal scorer, the center of the pitch just looks weird. So, yeah, I think Man City will stroll in there, take a 2-0 and keep it moving.
2-0. I'm going with 3-1, Man City. Steve?
Yeah, it's not been the best of grounds for us, to be honest. We keep getting rolled there. But
you're playing at the right time this time.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't think we're going to be up to speed, 100% up to speed, but I think we've got enough in the tank to beat them. So I'm going 2-0, sir.
2-0 as well. Saeed?
In fact, Turkish, can I change mine to 2-1 Man City, not 3-1?
2-1 Man City.
Still a loss, man. Bloody hell, man. Nah, man. Got to back Tottenham in it, man.
Do you?
I need a little one because I feel like something. I think Nuno's going to surprise a lot of teams, man, this season. I really do. I'm going to go with Tottenham to win 2-1. Yeah, man.
That chili might be coming your way come into the season with more fucking predictions than that.
Yeah, man. It's mad, isn't it?
Chris, what are you saying?
I'm saying 2-0 City.
2-0 City. So that's a full house. All prediction. Is that all predictions? Yeah, that's all predictions in. All five fixtures covered, people. I want to apologize for the lateness today. Obviously, the Chelsea game kind of went overtime and overtime as well with penalties and whatnot. So it is what it is. We'll be back again Monday night, usual time. Usual slot, back to normal again from next week. Make sure you tune in there. Make sure you follow the socials at The Big Six Show on Twitter, on Instagram, because they're going to be active this season. More content from us guys on there. Make sure you subscribe to Steve's channel, Saeed's channel, Grizz, Tobes, and Matisse's channel, all in the description below. You have to do that. You know, it's not only me, it's not only this channel. We're all going to be covering each other on all channels this season. More content to come, so make sure you support everyone here. And love for the love. Any final thoughts from any of you guys?
Yeah, just make sure you follow this Big Six and not any of them Poundland Big Sixes that are popping up all over the socials. Yeah, you know, it's the real Big Six, yeah? Poundland, rappers and all that bullshit. It's not all about that. This is the Big Six, man. Follow this Big Six, yeah? The real one.
They need to be told as well. They need to be told.
Listen, they're not the first and they won't be the last, you know? And we'll have a word.
We're number one.
It's Josh in the chat there.
Oh, there's beef, yeah? Jeez, cool. I like it. Cool.
It's only going to end one way for the other Big Six. Telling you now.
The Fantasy League is all they're asking for. Sorry,
that's in the description as well. The Fantasy League code is in the description below. The description box below, the Fantasy League code's there. So yeah, make sure you guys go and enter the league. I know Grizz is a big fantasy fan, so me and him will have to do some content around fantasy. We'll work something out on his channel, LFC Day Trippers, on my channel. We'll do something. So look out for that. And yeah, is there anything else we're missing? Josh says L'Oreal. I see that, Josh. I see it a couple times. Big up you.
What happened? What's L'Oreal done?
listen, ever since Josh enters the building, that's it. Laurier, that's all he says. He pisses him off. He wants to get under his skin. So that's the office environment where I'm at right now. But big up Josh, and big up everyone that's tuned in. Still 3,000 here. Love for the love. We'll be back Monday. Continue liking, sharing, subscribing, doing all of that stuff. What are you doing with your hands, Saeed?
I thought Toby had a nosebleed there for a second.
Oh.
All I've heard is blowing noses all this episode, man. You all right there, Toby, man?
No, I'm not all right. I feel ill. I told you at the start of the episode.
Hope you haven't given us shit, man. Hope you haven't given it to
us. one meter distance, man.
Yeah, get away from this, bro.
You know what I mean?
This is ridiculous. You're more likely to catch that when you go up to Norwich than you are for me.
You're not going to get very popular in Norwich, are you? COVID. You're not going to be very popular.
Let's wrap it up. It's 9:15 midnight over here in London. Take care, people. Love and peace. We are out.